Matter. Section 1. Classifying Matter. What do you have in common with this textbook? You are made of matter, and so is this textbook. Your pencil and paper are also made of matter. What is matter? All of the materials that you can hold or touch are matter. Matter is anything that has mass and takes up space. The air that you are breathing is matter, even though you cannot see it. Light and sound are not matter. Unlike air, they have no mass or volume. The study of matter and its changes is what chemistry is about. When chemists study matter, they explore the makeup, properties, changes, and interactions of matter. Chemistry is an important part of your daily life. Many items that you use each day, from soaps to foods and from carbonated drinks to gasoline, are chosen in part for their chemical properties. One important part of chemistry is classification. The compact discs in Figure 1 are easy to find because they are classified into groups. All classical music is grouped. Likewise, all pop music is together. Matter can be classified into groups in a similar way. One useful way to classify matter is based on what makes up the matter. Every sample of matter is either an element, a compound, or a mixture. For instance, gold is an element, water is a compound, and a vegetable salad is a mixture. You will learn more about each of these types of matter in this section. Elements. When wood gets too hot, it chars. Its surface turns black. Its surface breaks down to form carbon, whose properties differ from the properties of wood. The carbon will not decompose further by normal chemical processes. Carbon is an element, a substance that cannot be broken down into simpler substances by chemical means. The smallest unit of an element that keeps the element's chemical properties is an atom. Each element is made of one kind of atom. As a result, every known element is unique. The elements carbon and copper are shown in Figure 2. Carbon has multiple forms, including diamond and graphite, but each form is made of carbon atoms. Elements are represented by symbols. Each element is represented by a one- or two-letter symbol that is used worldwide. Symbols for elements are always a single capital letter or a capital letter followed by a lowercase letter. For example, the symbol for carbon is capital C, and the symbol for aluminum is capital A, lowercase l. The periodic table on the inside back cover of this textbook shows all of the elements and the symbols used to represent them. The elements that make up the human body are shown in Figure 3. For example, nitrogen, capital N, makes up 2.4% of the total weight of the human body. Atoms that make up a molecule act as a unit. Atoms can join to make millions of molecules, just as letters of the alphabet combine to form different words. A molecule is the smallest unit of a substance that behaves like the substance. The atoms of some elements, such as neon, are found uncombined in nature. Other elements, such as oxygen, form molecules that have more than one atom. Figure 4 shows some molecules that are made of atoms of the same element. Compounds. One substance that you are familiar with is water. When oxygen and hydrogen atoms combine to form a molecule of water, the atoms act as a unit. Water is an example of a compound. A compound is a substance made up of atoms of different elements. Each molecule of a compound contains two or more elements that are chemically combined. When elements combine to make a certain compound, they always combine in the same proportions. For example, a water molecule is always made of 2 hydrogen atoms and 1 oxygen atom, as Figure 5 shows. The compound iron 3 oxide, which is often seen as rust, always has 2 atoms of iron for every 3 atoms of oxygen. Compounds have unique properties. Every compound differs from the elements that it contains. For example, the elements hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen are colorless gases, but they combine with carbon to form nylon, a flexible solid. Likewise, the properties of water differ from those of hydrogen and oxygen, which make up water. Chemical formulas represent compounds. Indigo is the dye first used to turn blue jeans blue. The chemical formula for a molecule of indigo, C16H10N2O2, is shown in Figure 6. A chemical formula shows how many atoms of each element are in a unit of a substance. The number of atoms of each element is written as a subscript after the element symbol. If only one atom of an element is present, no subscript number is used. Numbers placed in front of a chemical formula show the number of molecules. So, 3 molecules of table sugar are written as 3C12H22O11. Each molecule of sugar contains 12 carbon atoms, 22 hydrogen atoms, and 11 oxygen atoms. Pure substances and mixtures. The word pure often means not mixed with anything. For example, pure grape juice contains the juice of grapes and nothing else. In chemistry, the word pure has another meaning. A pure substance is matter that has a fixed composition and definite properties. The composition of grape juice is not fixed. Grape juice is a mixture of pure substances, such as water and sugars. A mixture is a combination of substances that are not chemically combined. Elements and compounds are pure substances, but mixtures are not. A mixture can be physically separated into its parts. The parts of a pure substance are chemically combined and cannot be physically separated. Mixtures are classified by how well the substances mix. There are several examples of mixtures in Figure 7. Mixtures are defined by how well their substances are mixed. The salad is a mixture of lettuce and vegetables. The shirt is a mixture of cotton and polyester fibers. The vinegar in the dressing is a mixture of water and acetic acid. The water is not a mixture. Water is a pure substance because it has a fixed composition and definite properties. The vegetables in the salad are not evenly distributed. One spoonful may contain tomatoes. Another spoonful may have cucumber slices. A mixture such as a salad is a heterogeneous mixture. The substances in a heterogeneous mixture are not evenly distributed. Some heterogeneous mixtures are harder to recognize. The shirt is a heterogeneous mixture because the cotton and polyester fibers are not evenly distributed. In a homogeneous mixture, the components are evenly distributed. The mixture is the same throughout. For example, vinegar is a homogeneous mixture of evenly distributed water molecules and acetic acid molecules. Gasoline is a homogeneous mixture of at least 100 liquids. The liquids in gasoline are miscible, or able to be mixed. On the other hand, if you shake a mixture of oil and water, the oil and water will not mix well. The water will settle out. Oil and water are immiscible. You can see 2 layers in the mixture. Gases can mix with liquids. Carbonated drinks are homogeneous mixtures. They contain sugar, flavorings, and carbon dioxide gas, CO2, dissolved in water. This example shows that gases can mix with liquids. Liquids that are not carbonated can also contain gases. For example, if you let a glass of cold water sit overnight, bubbles may form inside the glass. The bubbles form when some of the air that was dissolved in the cold water comes out of solution as the water warms up. Carbonated drinks often have a foam on top. The foam is a gas-liquid mixture. The gas is not dissolved in the liquid, but forms tiny bubbles in the liquid. The bubbles join to form bigger bubbles that escape from the foam and cause it to collapse. Some foams are stable and last for a long time. For example, if you whip egg whites with air, as shown in the photograph on the left in Figure 8, you get a foam. When you bake the foam, the liquid egg white dries and hardens, as shown in the photograph on the right. The solid foam is meringue. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.